Siskiyou County sits more or less in the heart of our listening area. It's a big place with a small population, so providing services that help families and communities grow healthy can be a trick. Five family resource centers around the county joined hands this year to form the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative. The joining is meant to improve service delivery and create some efficiencies. Let's hear what kinds of services and what kinds of efficiencies. Two guests with us. Michelle O'Gorman is the executive director of the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative. Welcome, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good to have
you
here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, sure. Ken Palfini is with us as well. He is the treasurer of the SCRC. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
Thank you for having us.
So, Michelle, give us a sense of what existed before you joined hands. Who were the agencies that joined up, and how did you operate?
So we have five family resource centers that joined together to combine, and we think that it will be a better systems that we're building behind the scenes. We have the Wairika Community Resource Center, the Hub Communities Family Resource Center in Montague, Weed Family and Community Resource Center of Weed, Mount Shasta Community Resource Center, and Dunsmere Community Resource Center. I call it all along the I-5 corridor plus Montague.
I was noticing that I-5 corridor string. So were there some agencies that were a little further flung out? Because Siskiyou County does go east and west as well.
Right. We do have some out in the east and the west. And at this point, they've chosen not to join our collaborative. But the collaborative's always open. So, you know, hopefully there will be others who might want to join along the way. It's open for that possibility. We built it in a way that it can always be added to. So,
all right. So this is not all the family resource centers in Siskiyou County, but
right.
But it's five of them. Okay.
Right.
So providing what kinds of services for the folks who aren't familiar with family resource centers? What kinds of things do you provide?
We have a really robust parenting education program. We do child development programs like play groups, literacy promotion. We always give out children's books. As a matter of fact, today is Read Across Siskiyou. So we'll be going all over Siskiyou County delivering books and having celebrity guest readers read the book Quick as a Cricket in all the play, in all the young children's programs throughout our community. And they'll also be given a book to take home, and the preschool or the school itself will be given a book to, again, read again and again with the children. So,
Ken Palfini, you can probably talk a little more to some of the expenses incurred here and how hard it can be to provide services in a county that, granted, you're on the I-5 corridor, these five agencies, but lots of open spaces between.
Well, yeah, that indeed is correct. It's always an expensive adventure when you have manpower is our primary expense. To get the services to the people, we need our folks in our centers to reach out. So we do have some very good partners. First Five is a very good partner for us, and Behavioral Health is another great partner. We are also supported by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. I think the Ford Foundation is also reaching out to us at all times. And again, as Michelle had mentioned, the Dolly Parton program, READ program, is helping sponsor READ Across Siskiyou. Did I miss any, Michelle?
Right. We do the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. We're the
fiscal
sponsor for that as well. And that's a book a month for a child in the age range of 0 to 5. And it gets sent directly to their home, and it's a great program.
That is the basis for the Read Across Siskiyou that's going on today?
No, that's actually a First Five funded program. Read Across Siskiyou is fully funded by First Five, so excited to participate in that as well. But there are, children's literacy is one of our biggest promotions, because we know that when children have books in their home, they're likely to beg to have them read to them, and we know that the difference that literacy makes in a child's life is, you know, it's going to be with them for their whole lifetime. So
that sounds like a lot of services to provide in any one of these community resource centers. With this collaboration, are you able to have some centers specialize a little more on things that they do well and move other services to other places?
It's kind of a holistic one-stop shop. Once someone's decided that they do need help and they walk into a family resource center, There's that moment in time where, you know, the door is open, so to speak. And so then we try to help. And some of the services, yes, you're right, we don't provide, but we do link to those services and then try to find out, you know, a little bit more about what's causing that issue or that problem and how we might be able to help with that. And like Ken said, sometimes it's a referral to a behavioral health program. Sometimes it's you know, a referral to a domestic violence program, something we don't provide in our center, but we work very close partnership with all of those providers in our community. So it's how to just connect the dots and help people where they're at and further the growth and health of our community. That's our goal.
We're talking to the folks at the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative, which brings together five separate family resource centers up the I-5 corridor, plus Montague, to join hands in providing services to the people of Siskiyou County, which is a big county geographically with not a lot of people in it, so lots of spaces in between. You can join us as we talk to the Executive Director, Michelle O'Gorman, and Ken Palfini, the Treasurer. Phone number here is 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Michelle, were there events that made clear that it was time to consider joining hands?
You know, it's something we talked about for a long time because we could see the value in combining administrative functions, things like human resources and the fiscal functions all under one roof. And we've been talking about it for quite a while, and I'm really excited that, you know, we have a new board, some new board members that bring a lot of excitement to the table, and working with new partners is making it a really neat systems delivery in our community. So we're very excited about it.
So are there things that you can do together that you were unable to do separately?
I don't think, yes. I could bring in there.
Go
a
ahead,
little
Ken.
Bit. I don't think we did them better. It was just more efficient. The efficiency was what was lacking. We wanted to bring forth standards so that everybody was all on the same page as far as all of those services and how they got delivered and the training that went behind all of our people that that give help to all of the people that come in, because we also do senior services, we do veteran services, we do Social Security advice, we do Covered California advice. There's a lot of things that enter into our programs that need training, and if we're all on the same page, it just makes, to me, a better program.
So it be previously, was it possible to get a slightly different answer to things, or at least a slightly different order of events if you were seeking help from, say, Dunsmuir versus Yreka?
Well, I think what we got was, I don't know if there was so much different. It was just so much training that is involved that you need to coordinate at all times. So when we have a training program, we can get everybody at the table at the same time so they're all listening to the same message. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
It does. So it is the same sort of thing. Everybody starts from the same same starting place and moves through the same steps, it sounds like. So, Michelle, the service is obviously largely aimed at a low-income population. I did check. Siskiyou County's poverty rate by federal tracking is 22%, which is nearly twice the national rate of 13%. So is there much more demand than supply of services? Are you getting to the limits of what you can provide?
Yes, it always seems like the demand is growing higher and higher. We have received grants in the past for rent assistance, and those go fast. Last year, we were out of funds by June, and usually it's, you know, we're out of funds by October. So the demand is definitely there. You know, we're on the prevention end of the spectrum. So our hope and goal is to prevent the power from being shut off, prevent the folks from being evicted, prevent them from becoming homeless, things like that. Because once they've crossed over that line, it's a lot harder to make those changes, go back. So we definitely want to help folks on the front end, but there is a lot of demand and a lot of need, unfortunately, right now.
What is the greatest single demand for service, then?
Probably the utilities. They've gone up a lot here. The power bills, people are, you know, even on Facebook saying, what happened to my power bill? It's so much higher than it ever used to be. And so I know that a lot of people are struggling with that. And so we try to, you know, we try to find all the helps that we can. We work with Great Northern Services, who has a great LIHEAP grant. And we are the place where they come to fill out the application, fax it in, try to get that help as quickly as possible. So like I say, there isn't a shutoff notice and then the eventual shutoff of the power. So
LIHEAP is the Low Income Heating and Energy Assistance Program?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I talk in acronyms sometimes, I forget.
We all do. I always try to fill those in so people know what we're talking about.
But
obviously that one is going to increase a bit in demand as we get further into the winter months.
Right. It just now started getting cold. It's 26 here this morning, and that's really chilly really fast. So the people are going to have to turn up that heat and keep warm. We're also in the community. We're heating and cooling centers. So if someone, you know, doesn't have a lot of money for turning on the heat and keeping as warm as they'd like, they can come into a family resource center during the day and stay warm. And in the summer months, we do the same thing for cooling, or like when the smoke gets really bad, they can come in and just have a reprieve from that.
We were talking about the five family resource centers in Siskiyou County that have joined together as the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative. It brings together the centers in Wairika, the Hub in Montague, Weed, Mount Shasta, and Dunsmuir under one roof. Well, not one roof, but they're working together. Let's put it that way. Michelle O'Gorman's our guest, the executive director. Ken Palfini is the treasurer. You may join us as well at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Michelle, how much outreach can you do? You help people who come through the door, but how much can you, A, help people off the premises, and B, let people know the service is there when they need it?
We always try to increase our outreach. You know, most of our information goes out on Facebook, which is, we have almost 1,000 friends. And so, you know, we try to get that information out. We have a MailChimp newsletter that goes out by email, and then we have a website as well. So we're trying to get the word out in as many ways as we can. As far as getting out into the community, like I say, well, like today we're going out and doing Read Across Siskiyou, and we try to get out and do fairs and community events, be involved in those community events as much as we possibly can to get the word out about our services and just, you know, be a part of our community, because our belief is that healthy communities and equal healthy families, so.
And a lot of emphasis clearly on children in the first few years of life. You mentioned some funding from First Five. Can you explain to folks what that is?
So First Five, Siskiyou, is that there's a tobacco tax on every tobacco product sold, and it goes into the First Five Commission at the state level, and then is given out to First Five Commissions throughout each and every county in California based on their birth rate. And so we've been part of that since 1999. And we're getting ready to celebrate our 20th year with First Five, and we've had a great partnership with them from the very beginning, because we know that when we start early, we can make the most difference. So that's where we do the play groups with parents and children. We do, like I said, the early literacy, parenting education, many things to increase the children's mental and social well-being.
We've done many segments over the years on parenting education through things like the Family Relief Nursery in Medford, and I just wonder how difficult it may be for some parents to admit they need help in parenting.
Right. I think that the stigma is really broken here in Northern California anyway, where, I mean, there are classes that we hold. I know there's a class in Weed continuing right now, because 12 weeks is a typical class time to go for 12 weeks, and it's not enough. And they request for it to continue longer because, like you said, they realize the need. And I think it's more the emotional and social support that they get from that group of people And they just don't want to stop coming. There's a class in Montague that's been going for 182 weeks straight.
Wow.
If you can believe that.
That's amazing. I'm trying to figure that out. 182 weeks, that's 3.5 years, yeah.
Yeah, they won't stop coming, so we have to keep providing the services. So that's a pretty cool thing. I think, like I said, we've really broken that stigma here in Siskiyou County because it's really just coming together with community members to get better at wherever you're at, put more tools in your tool belt. We have free childcare and free dinner. Like I say, I think people just get used to it and they enjoy it and they don't want to stop coming, which is tremendous.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Ben.
In Weed, we also have bilingual services. So it's actually even adds to that program. So,
and is that the only one of the five that offers the bilingual services, Ken?
I believe it's the only one I'm aware of. Michelle might speak to that a little bit better, but as you can tell, Michelle is well-versed at this topic. So, but I do want to make aware that coming up, what we do always, we're always striving to get more funds, and that just brings me, I don't know if I'm too early on this, is on the 27th of November, we have North State Giving Tuesday, which we're a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to put a bug in everybody's ear a bit about, because of all the services we provide, most of our funding is restricted. We can only spend it in certain ways. North State Giving Tuesday gives us the ability to experiment a little bit with programs that might take off, but we don't really have funding to kind of go with them until we kind of get them on solid ground.
So some grants without earmarks, in other words.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's Giving Tuesday. Well, how do people take part in Giving Tuesday?
North State Giving Tuesday is occurring. Does it start this week, Michelle?
Yeah, it started yesterday because our area decided to do a two-week open it 2 weeks earlier, plus November 27th, so they can go to northstategives.org. And give now, choose the nonprofit that they want to give to and put it in the queue, so to speak, that it will come out of their account on Giving Tuesday itself. And actually, each one of our five centers and the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, they were so gracious to allow us to have six different accounts on North State Giving Tuesday, because everybody wants to give to their own community, you know, and we're brand new as the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative, so we didn't want to put that on there and have people go, well, what's that?
Right.
And, you know, and skip right over us, so to speak. So every single family resource center that we have are on there listed separately, plus also the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, because it is a separate project that we work together with Siskiyou First Five, and the Wairika Community Resource Center is, you know, the 501c, or the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative now, is the 501c3 mm-hmm. that those monies go through. But we don't get paid for doing any of that work.
Okay. So it is northstategives.org, you're saying?
Yes,
northstategives.org for North State mm-hmm. Giving Tuesday. We're talking to the folks at the Siskiyou Community Resource Collaborative, Michelle O'Gorman's Executive Director, Ken Palfini, Treasurer. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.